It is impossible to speak of the kingdom of heaven without making it clear that there are only two sides and no neutral parties. William Gurnall, in his classic, The Christian in Complete Armor, published in 1655, says it well. This is a war between the saint and Satan, and that so bloody a one that the cruelest which ever was fought by men will be found but sport and child's play to this. The stage whereon this war is fought is every man's soul. Here is no neutral in this war. The whole world is engaged in the quarrel, either for God against Satan, or for Satan against God. The whole world is engaged in this quarrel, either for God against Satan, or for Satan against God. For this letter today, then, let us become absolutely clear about two things. First, that there are in fact only two sides, and everyone we encounter, friend, family, coworker, stranger, etc., is on one of these two sides. And second, we ourselves are also on one side or another, and it would be to our benefit to know for certain which side we are on. There are only two sides, light or dark. There will be some who see Jesus and others who, in darkness, cannot comprehend him. There will be some who love Jesus as the light who has come into the world, and others who loved the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil, John 1:19. There will be some who live in the love of the light, and others who love darkness, and will be cast into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 8:12 and 22:13. For those who love the light, how does this reality change your perspective? I pray that it compels you to prayer for those in darkness and gives you a greater sense of urgency to share of the light which has been revealed to you. For those who love the darkness, I pray you see your blindness and come to Christ as the great physician, the one who opens blind eyes. Come that he may have mercy upon you. There are only two sides, faith or strength. There are some who walk by faith and others who boast in their might. There are some who live by faith and others who boast in their riches. There are some who boast that he understands and knows me and others who boast in their own wisdom. Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24. For those who are justified by faith, how does this reality change your perspective? I pray that it increases your dependence on God and once and for all shows you that without faith, it is impossible to please God. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Hebrews 10:38. For those who walk in their own strength, I pray that your boast would come to nothing, that in his mercy he would cause your strength to fail, your riches to fade, and your wisdom to be shown as foolishness. Won't you embrace the foolishness of faith? There are only two sides, adopted or illegitimate. There are some who God is not ashamed to call his people, and others who he will cast away as, I never knew you. There are some who God delights in, correcting in love as a good father, and others whom he rejects as illegitimate sons. There are some who please God, and others who abide under his wrath. For those who are adopted, how does this reality change your perspective? I pray that it causes you to rejoice daily in the Father's love, accepting with joy every good and perfect gift that comes down from the Father of lights. For those who are illegitimate, I pray that you would flee from the wrath to come, and that he would grant you the ability to understand what it will be like on that day when he doesn't know you. Run to him today, becoming as a little child running into a father's open arms. And lastly, there are only two sides, preservation or destruction. There will be some who believe in the Son and receive eternal life, and there will be others who do not see life but the wrath of God, because they did not obey the Son, John 3:36. There will be some called holy and righteous, and others declared ungodly and unrighteous. There will be some who join with the angels, living creatures, and elders to sing his praise for all of eternity, and others who are the wicked ones, silenced in darkness, 1 Samuel 2:9. For those who are being preserved, I pray you hold fast to your confession of the Son. Stay steady, do not deviate. Endure and bear fruit through every season. For those who are bound for destruction, I pray you would turn from your wicked ways, repent, and cry out to God for mercy. For the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. John 6:37. There are only two sides, and we are on one or the other. This is a somber reality, But even more serious is knowing for certain which side we are on. It is to our great benefit to settle this matter within ourselves once and for all.